Do you know a real-life Clark Griswold? How into holiday decorating do they get? We want to talk to them because we heard there's one down in Caledonia that we're going to talk to right now.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Going to be 33 today. High of 33, so a little bit warmer. Look out for this freezing fog that we're supposed to be getting this morning. Look out for the overpasses and bridges. Could be a little slick, but it's like the holidays, man. Sliding all over the place, having your lights on and everything. And yeah, we heard about Jake is his name down in Caledonia. Likes to, well, set up his house, go a little crazy. And Jake, we got on the phone right now here at the mix and wondering, Jake, is it safe to say you're kind of like the Clark Griswold of the area?
I would actually agree to that, yep.
What is so important about your house? What kind of lights have you put up?
Well, in the past, we've had up to about 25,000 to 30,000 lights. We made about 13 homemade trees that were of various sizes from about 10 feet tall all the way down to about 4 feet tall.
Wait, homemade trees made of what?
We made trees out of PVC and conduit. And then we wrapped each one with lights. We connected them to a computer controller so that they danced to the music of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
So you did? Oh my gosh, this is like that TV show on ABC, Light Fight. Like, you really get that into it.
Yes, we do.
Jake, we met your wife, and she was telling us that you start decorating around Halloween.
Yeah, we do. It's usually right around trick-or-treat.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you want to get it done when it's nice and warm out.
But how do you take this stuff down?
that's usually a tricky part. I do it in phases only because, you know, the weather is kind of an issue usually in January, February. But, yeah, it's a process.
I bet it's easier to take down than to set everything up.
It is, and there's a lot of planning that goes into the setting up as well.
How many hours a day would you say you spend on building your display?
At our prime, within the last couple years, I'd say we probably had 50 to 60 hours just in the setting it up. That doesn't include, you know, getting everything out. Quite a bit of time.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking to a real-life Clark Griswold, Jake from Caledonia, who gets really into the holiday spirit with a ton of Christmas lights. Jake, where did this love of the Christmas lights come from? I mean, are you doing it for your kids, for yourself, for your neighbors? What's the backstory?
You know, it actually started before we had our children. My wife and I had some issues conceiving children, and I thought, you know, there's no better way to give back to the kids in the community than to put up a light display like this that they can stop and see. And
that's really cool. Thank you for sharing that. That is a beautiful thing. That's a great way to give back to kids and to your community. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, how about the neighbors, though? Have they competed with you, or do they say, we can't even hold a candle to Jake?
Well, I have one neighbor who has pretty much just offered me a couple cords to run to his house if I wanted them.
Oh, you're going to use electricity.
Wait, is he going to make you pay for their electric bill? Because I want to know what your electric bill is like.
Well, we can talk about the electric bill. I can tell you it took me about 3 months to pay it off the 1 year that we went all out because it was just around $700.
Jake, that is something. These are the kind of questions I wonder, though, when I see these houses that have the light display. Well, for those of you listening, if you want to see what Jake is talking about and see his light display, you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/991TheMix. Thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for spreading holiday cheer. The light displays, I love them. I think the kids do, but I think people of all ages like the light displays.
Absolutely, especially with people like Jake, who's the holiday cheermeister with all those lights. Thanks, Jake.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.